Mountains of Mecca, what can you say of the day that Abraham passed your way? And he was instructed by God to build a house of peace where people will pray. And they will come on every lean camel and out of every ravine for the purpose of praising Allah, to glorify Allah.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Praise be to Allah alone. We praise Him and we seek His help. Whomsoever Allah guides is the truly guided one, and whomsoever Allah leads astray, none can show him guidance. Brothers and sisters, welcome to another episode in the series of History of Hajj. In the previous episode, we discussed how the prophets before Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and also before Prophet Abraham, peace be upon him, used to perform Hajj. We have also learned that according to the Athar, the indications and the Ahadith, that all the prophets had performed Hajj. We have also learned that by the end of time, when Jesus, the son of Mary, peace be upon him, will descend, he will also assume the intention of performing Hajj and Umrah from a specific Miqat, and he will do Hajj and Umrah. We got to learn that many of the traditions of Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam, which he was taught by Angel Gabriel, peace be upon him, when he and his son Ishmael invoked Allah upon completing the construction of the Kaaba, saying, رَبَّنَا وَأَرِنَا مَنَاسِكَنَا وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ, which means both of them, Ibrahim and Ismail, invoked Allah saying, Our Lord, show us our manasik, plural of nusuk, the rites of Hajj, the rituals. So Allah the Almighty sent Jibreel alayhi salam, who accompanied Prophet Ibrahim, peace be upon him, and he showed him, beginning with the sha'air of Al-Safa and Al-Marwa. Then he took him to Mina, then he took him to Arafat, he took him to Al-Muzdalifah. And in Arafat he said, Araft, which means I acknowledge that I came to know it. And this is one of the reasons why some of the historians and the scholars said that Arafah was called Arafat or Arafah, because Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam said, I got to know it, I acknowledged all of that. Then they remained that for a while. The tribe of Jurhum, who relocated and stayed in Mecca after Zamzam water was gushed forth. So they came and they relocated there and they grew up, and Ismail alayhi salam got married from them. So they continuously performed Hajj on the same traditions of Prophet Ibrahim and Ismail, peace be upon them, until things changed. And the Arab, some of whom maintained monotheism, very few of them, and many have changed to Judaism, to Christianity, to fire worshipping, to idols, according to Amr ibn Luhay, who was the first to introduce idol worshipping in Mecca and brought them around the Kaaba and so on. But generally speaking, ihram, assuming the intention of ihram, performing tawaf seven rounds, and going between As-Safa and Al-Marwa, going to Mina and Arafat and Muzdalifah, all of that was basically known. Also, the ashhur of Hajj, the months of Hajj, the timing. It is very interesting that even though the prophets all had performed Hajj, but their people did not, because they had different sharia. In Surah Al-Ma'idah, Allah the Almighty stated, لِكُلِّ جَعَلْنَا مِنْكُمْ شِرْعَةً وَمِنْهَاجًا. For every nation, they have their own sharia, their own constitution. So, but it was not mandated upon them to perform Hajj to the ancient house or to the Kaaba. But the prophets all did, as we discussed earlier. With regards to what the Arab did and altered, generations after generations, because there had been thousands of years since the time of Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam, and when he was taught the manasik, in the time of Ba'tha or Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. So for instance, Al-Ihram, they also had their own mawaqid, appointed places. Because they were idol worshippers and pagans, they used not to just go to Mecca to perform Umrah or Hajj any time. Rather, they used to assume the Ihram, the intention of performing either Umrah or Hajj, from the temples in which they maintained their idols. For example, At-Ta'if, which is 60 miles away from Mecca, they had their big idol, which is known as Al-Lat. It was in a house where if anyone wanted to perform Hajj or Umrah, they would go to Al-Lat and intend to go for Umrah or Hajj from in front of Al-Lat, their idol. There was Al-Uzza in Arafat, another idol, big idol. People were coming from Yathrib. They wouldn't come to Mecca before going to the house in which they maintained an idol, big statue, which was called Mana. So they would assume the Ihram from the intention of going for Umrah or Hajj from the symbol of Mana. And that's why they also associated partners to Allah in the Talbiyah, which is the greatest declaration of monotheism in Hajj. Hajj is all about declaring monotheism through At-Tahleel, Al-Ihlal. Al-Ihlal is to make the Talbiyah, Ahalla bil-Hajj. So they used to associate partners to Allah in worship in the Talbiyah. And in any other slogan or chanting, any means of remembrance of Allah, they would associate their idols with Allah the Almighty. Also, Jibreel alayhi salam, taught Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam, As-Sa'i, between As-Safa and Al-Marwa. And we all know, as we studied before, this is also to commemorate the remembrance of the servitude of Hajar, peace be upon her, when she kept jogging back and forth between the two hills of As-Safa and Al-Marwa in front of the house, when there was no light there. And until she finished the seventh trip, then she heard the sound when she ran to her baby Ismail, Jibreel alayhi salam, hit the ground with his wings, so the water of Zamzam gushed forth. So all the believers follow their traditions, and Ibrahim and Ismail themselves did so. And in order to perform Hajj, Jibreel alayhi salam showed them that you gotta go seven rounds between As-Safa and Al-Marwa. Well, the pagans have changed that, and instead of declaring monotheism and remembering, why do we do so? And the compliance of Hajar, peace be upon her, and how much she put trust in Allah. Instead, they appointed a big idol on As-Safa, and another one, Isaf and Na'ila on Al-Marwa. So Isaf on As-Safa and Na'ila on Al-Marwa. And it was like just jogging between the two idols. And each time, each round, they come to As-Safa, they touch Isaf. And they seek the barakah. They go to Na'ila in order to seek another blessing back and forth and so on. In addition to many idols, some are very big and huge in front of the Kaaba, and some are small stones, even without any image, without heads. But it's a stone that they use to slaughter their animals and sacrifice their hadi on top of it or nearby. And this is what Allah the Almighty have forbidden. After the conquest of Mecca, and when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam performed Hajj on Hajjatul Wada', when he cleaned up the Kaaba from the idols, as you all know that before, that he sent Abu Bakr al-Siddiq leading the Hajj caravan, and he sent Ali ibn Abi Talib to join him to declare that after this year, no mushrik is allowed here, and no uryan, no naked person can perform tawaf around the Kaaba. And they have changed all the evil traditions which they have invented in order to perform tawaf, sa'i, or hajj, and so on. So some of the companions, particularly Al-Ansar, were reluctant to do sa'i because they know that the Meccans used to do sa'i and they used not to. Why? Because they would seek the blessings of the two idols, Isaf and Na'ila. So Allah the Almighty revealed the ayah of Surah Al-Baqarah, "Now there is no blame upon you," which the scholars understood from that, the Prophet and the companions, that it is one of the pillars of Hajj, to resume maintaining doing a sa'i between As-Safa and Al-Marwa. And there is no blame upon you because there are no idols anymore.
إن الصفا والمروة من شعائر الله فمن حج البيت أو اعتمر فلا جناح عليه أن يطوف بهما.
So both As-Safa and Al-Marwa and doing sa'i between is among the Hajj rites, the Umrah rites. The Umrah consists of pillars, Ihram, Tawaf around the Kaaba 7 times counterclockwise, and a sa'i between As-Safa and Al-Marwa. So they started doing sa'i because there was no idols anymore. It is also interesting to know that their Ihram was very strange. They also recognized Ihram as a sacred condition. But instead of complying with the rites of Ibrahim a.s., Satan made it seem fair to them to change all of that. So for example, they have forbidden themselves from eating butter and a certain kind of food while they are in a state of Ihram, turning the milk into yogurt or cheese, wearing certain kind of clothes. They wouldn't enter their houses from the front door because they would have roofs. They would make a hole from the back or from the backyard. And also some of them considered entering any door restricted while in a state of Ihram. Obviously, none of that Allah the Almighty had prescribed, but it was all whispers of Satan. We come to the next nusuk, which is going to Mina, then to Arafah, then to Muzdalifah, and so on. The Meccans would not go to Arafah because they consider themselves sacred people. They should not leave the sanctuary of Mecca. And they stayed in Muzdalifah instead. And that's why they used to have two ifadah. And the word ifadah, accordingly, because of their practice, which was before Islam, means ijazah or permission. So the chieftain of Hajj, or the person who's in charge for the people in Arafah, no one would leave from Arafat to the next station, which is Muzdalifah, before he permits them to leave. That is called ifadah. Allah the Almighty said afterward, ثُمَّ أَفِيضُوا مِنْ حَيْثُ أَفَاضَ النَّاسِ. You, the Meccans, and every Muslim should go to Arafah and depart without the permission of anyone other than the permission of Allah from wherever people actually depart. So he void and canceled what the Meccan pagans used to do before Islam. And the other ifadah was the ifadah from Muzdalifah, which was for everybody, the Meccans and non-Meccans. And that's why they also call it Jam'ah before Islam, because it gathers everyone, the Meccans who would not leave Muzdalifah to Arafah, and people from outside Mecca. So basically Islam maintained the traditions of Ibrahim alayhi salam and the Hajj rituals, and void and canceled whatever the Meccan pagans and others have invented, maintained even throwing the stones, because it was something that Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam did, as Jibreel alayhi salam showed in the manasik. When they came to Mina, Satan appeared to him in order to whisper to him and confuse him with regards to the rituals of Hajj. So Jibreel alayhi salam ordered him to throw him with pebbles and say Allahu Akbar. So he did every time he would appear to him. That's why, brothers and sisters, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, الشيطان ترجمون وملة أبيكم إبراهيم تتبعون. In fact, you are casting the stones at Satan, and you are following by that the traditions of Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam, and following the manasik which Allah the Almighty have taught to Prophet Ibrahim and Ismail. We've come to the end of today's episode of History of Hajj, and until next one, I leave you all in the care of Allah. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
Oh mountains of Mecca, what can you say of the day that Abraham passed your way, and he was instructed by God to build a house of peace where people will pray, and they will come on every lean camel and out of every ravine, for the purpose of praising Allah, to glorify